by the bed so you can ascend to greatness. Great to have you with us. This is Pakiwa. Maurice is always at the front of the queue. It's great to share some time with you this Tuesday morning. Mauri ora. Quick look at the weather for us in Tamaki Makaurau. And today, a fine day, but some showers around Aotea, north of Whangaparoa too. 24 high, 14 low, and overnight into a fine day tomorrow with northeasterlies. High tides today, Tuesday, Waitemata Horiki Golf, this morning at 11, and at Unihunga just after 10 past 2 this afternoon. Rachel Potero, Tirina Ruru Palacio, Ruth Gerzon joining us for a kōrero this hour, and Ian Marino also a bit later on in this hour of Pakiwaha. Thanks so much for tuning in. Rachel Potero is the founder of Rise Global. She's had plenty of experience offshore, but I'm interested in a soap opera that she has formulated called Indigenous Women in Industry. And it was held in three cities over the week, just gone. And Rachel also is the CEO and founder of Rise and this soap opera. She's proudly from the Waikato. Her whānau name's Taka, but Rachel Petero is with us for a kōrero today. Hey, Rachel, my name's Dale. It's great to have you on the program. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe, Rachel. Thanks. Well, you've been all over the world. You've been all around the place, haven't you? But now you're back in good old Aotearoa. You've got ambitions to see our women prosper, and hats off to you with Rise, with Angels. But let's have a little kōrero, if you don't mind, Rachel, about Indigenous women in industry. It's an intriguing thought. Maybe you could share what the background to the hui is, and then we'll move forward from there.
Hi, tēnā koe, Dale. Yes, we had a week, 7 days of wahine, Indigenous wahine taketake coming to Aotearoa, to our whenua. And we had 7 days together, so we travelled in a bus, lover bus, and we had a bus of 49 of us travelling from Tāmaki through to Kirikirirua and then on to Te Aroa, Te Rotorua, where we held our two-day economic summit. So we were busy, and this was all over the time that our people were up in Waitangi. So we were doing the mahi here and still, you know, representing Toi Tū Te Tiriti o Waitangi, Toi Tū Te Kotahitanga. So iwi, Indigenous women in industry, that was our kaupapa over the last 7 days. So, yeah, big kaupapa, but we've done it and we've started.
Tēnā koe, and, you know, the fact that there were 950 of you travelling together with this single focus is intriguing. What were you hoping Indigenous women in industry would result in? And talk with us about what the title implies. We know we've got wahine working in many different sectors. What was the thread that tied all the participants in this hui or focused week? What was the thread that tied them all together?
Hi, tikatau. So I think the first thing is, just as we are here in Aotearoa coming together, it's about kotahitanga and unity. And so I've travelled to pretty much all of the wahine that came. I've travelled to their whenua. And what I noticed is that we're working hard, you know, as Indigenous wahine. We're working hard in our industries, in our businesses, in our community. But there wasn't a space for us to come together and do that as a collective. Yeah, I've been looking around, you know, Piao, and thinking, oh, where's our space? Where's our space as Indigenous women to talk about what economic development, what social outcomes, what cultural outcomes we want to see? And really putting our voice and our energy and our expertise together to curate something that was unique, a unique space just for us to have that collective kōrero. We then moved down to Roturua where there were 200 of us. So our international guests, our manuwhiri, they had 4 days of just experiencing our culture, our tikanga, and along the way they got to meet amazing women in industry, both Pacifica, Māori, and also we went to four marae as we travelled the Mutu. So they were professional porphyry goers by the end of it. But you know that cultural connection that we all have in order to achieve what we want to achieve for our whānau, for our tribal nations. The thread was absolutely about kotahitanga and having a voice about what economic development looks like, sounds like, feels like for us. So those are the threads, Ewa, that brought us together.
Tēnā koe, Rachel. Obviously, industry is often just considered as that. It's business, it's trade. And so aspects of indigeneity aren't always factored in. But that was the goal here, to remind those working in various sectors that there are others doing likewise and trying to push the boundaries. Give us an example of some of the backgrounds that some who were part of this kaupapa hail from. When we talk of Indigenous women in industry, what sort of industries were represented?
Yeah, absolutely. So big focus globally. We had lots of women who were here who were, you know, part of that tourism and hospitality and retail sector, who are trading already across the world. We had quite a few women who are in investment and impact investment specifically. The amazing Jamie Gloshe, she's an impact investor based in Albuquerque in New Mexico, and she brought this amazing kaupapa to our whenua to talk about how she's done it in for Native women in the US. And it was so rich. Yeah, it was so rich. She talked about rematriation and how they've done it from their perspective, because they're a matriarchal tribal nation in Albuquerque. So it was wonderful to hear that perspective. And she brought so much, both expertise, but also so much aroha to the way that they are working with wahine. And we know just with a new research project done here in Aotearoa, that as women founders, there's a big $36 billion gap where our wahine here are not being invested in. You know, that was a research done by Teresa Gatting. So within that, you know, what percentage of that is Māori and Pacific? So it was wonderful to have women like her. We have wahine who are, you know, retailers and growers of coffee. Yeah, and they are distributing from Papua New Guinea specifically into Dubai now. And these are women-owned businesses and industries that are doing really well. So we really wanted to celebrate all industries because we are across all. But we all know that it's hard, yeah, that we're in the grind often. And we're often, as wahine, we're not seen at the front. Yeah, and so this was an opportunity for everyone to stand and talk and connect. And so pretty much I'd say all industries, from fashion to retail to coffee to products, and at the heart of it was, and the common thread that I heard was about how are we giving back to our communities.
Tēnā koe, Rachel. Yeah. It takes an element of, well, you need confidence in business, obviously. Our people are regarded as one of the more entrepreneurial peoples of the world. But for our wahine, you need to have the concept, but also be willing to back yourself. You've done that in the establishment of the organisations, focus, kaupapa, companies that are part of your CV. But what would you say about the potential for more Māori women to be successful in business because of the solid background they have in life?
Ai, tikatau. So, yeah, I totally believe in our wahine Māori. And we know when more wahine Māori start businesses, we employ more Māori. Yeah, so it's important, actually, that we do start businesses, because then we are bringing in that task force and that workforce. And yes, it does take confidence. But I think the more that we have this network that we are growing of other wahine, both Māori and Pacific, because I think we need to stand together. We are stronger together. And so, you know, through my other business, Rise, we develop and curate programs for wahine to work in our indigenous way that we work, into leadership, into business, and into coaching. So we actually have coaches who are Māori and Pacific to help our wahine build their confidence, to build that muscle, and to build their businesses in the way that they want to do business. And so you've got to have those wraparound services, Dale. You just can't jump into business. Many of us have, and we haven't had that manaaki or that korowai around us. So iwi takes care of the collective and bringing everyone together, and Rise takes care of those capability and capacity building programs. So, yeah, just making sure that we all continue to learn and grow together. That's what I've been able to do, and now I get to share that with wahine Māori, wahine Pacifica, and Indigenous wahine around the world.
It's been neat having a kōrero with you. Te whanau, tēnā, we're Rachel. Thanks for sharing some kōrero about a conference that obviously struck a chord with those who participated in the week just gone.
Tēnā.
Māori ora, kia koe, tuhine. Tēnā, we're Rachel.
Māori ora.
Tēnā, we're. Urban Māori Radio.